Thousands of fans of Demi Lovato are showing support for the singer. Yesterday, the 25-year-old was hospitalized after an alleged drug overdose. Her family reports she's recovering. While other pop stars have covered up struggles with addiction and mental illness by talking about exhaustion or stress, Lovato has been open about her personal experience. Here's part of her conversation with my co-host Elsa Chang last year.
Rock bottom hit me in a moment where I was drinking vodka out of a Sprite bottle at 9 in the morning on my way to the airport. And I actually threw up in the back of the car service. And I had a moment where I thought to myself, wow, this is no longer glamorous. This is no longer a young person having fun with drinking and alcohol and experimentation.
Joining us now is Michael Cragg. He's a music journalist and editor of Beat. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
I want to start by talking about the reaction, because it's been just an outpouring of support that we have not always seen in cases like this.
Yeah, I was looking at, sort of, there's a hashtag on Twitter at the moment called How Demi Helped Me, and I was looking through some of those earlier, and I think it's just an example of that dialogue that she's had with her fans from the very beginning, with through how honest and open she's been about her struggles, you know, ranging from sort of depression to eating disorders to addiction. And I think what we're seeing now is this outpouring is fans kind of giving back to her when obviously she needs it.
Just to give an example, one of these tweets says, her music has been there with me in waiting rooms before counseling. Her music has been there for me in all my hospital stays. She has been there for me in my dark times, and I am so grateful for her. This is so different from what we've seen in cases where, I'm thinking, for example, Britney Spears or Amy Winehouse struggled with similar problems and were not treated very sympathetically.
Yeah, social media has completely changed the pop landscape. You know, there was no outlet for these pop stars to even sort of go against what was being said about them in gossip columns or in tabloids. They had no means to sort of immediately put these things to rest. And obviously things were very different in terms of, you know, you were living your dream to be a pop star at that point. You were sort of meant to be this kind of like robotic, sort of glamorous pop entity that wasn't really a human being. It was like a form for us to escape through your music. And you were there on stage living your best life. And, you know, we all wanted to be you, but that isn't like that anymore. It's changed completely. You know, pop stars now need to make it very plain that they are human beings who will fail and have frailties, because if they don't, Twitter is also on the flip side there to call them up when those things fall down. So there's this weird relationship.
Demi Lovato's transparency has also come through in her music. She released a song earlier this year called Sober, where she talks about relapsing.
Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm not sober. Daddy, please forgive me for the drinks spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down this road before. I'm so sorry, I'm not sober anymore.
Such a contrast with all the pop songs about getting drunk and wasted, partying, you know, forgetting what you did the night before because you were so blackout.
Yes, exactly. And I think this song is an open letter in song form. It's a literal apology going through her family, her friends, her fans. It was her way of telling them that she had failed and that she was sorry. But it's an incredibly moving thing to hear someone detailing it like that. But also for her fans to sort of accept that, because that's what they're used to from her. It's always been there in her music.
Michael Cragg is a music journalist and editor of Beat. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know why I do it every time. It's only when I'm lonely. Sometimes I just want to cave and I don't want to fight. I try.